Welcome back to Not 97. Today we're joined by a very special guest, TDE's own Sir. On the heels of releasing his latest critically acclaimed album, Heavy, we talk through Sir's journey from his debut Seven Sundays until now, the trials and tribulations in navigating this industry, and what this moment means to him with his most vulnerable, introspective project to date. Live from the studio and brought to you by The Orchard and Human Resources, this is not a podcast. This is not a radio show. This is Not 97. Enjoy.
Sir, welcome to Not 97. Welcome to New York.
Thank you for having me, man.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How you feeling?
I'm good. Before we get into it, do you mind quickly kind of introducing yourself to everybody? A little bit about kind of who you are, where you come from, what you do?
Sure. Well, my name is Sir. I'm from Inglewood, California. I represent Top Dog Entertainment, and I am a writer and a producer.
Hell yeah. You know, we have a lot to get into today. You have a new record coming out, Heavy, that I'm very excited about, that I've had the pleasure of living with for a few days and
nice.
Really appreciate it. But I do kind of want to start and go back a little bit because I think that your journey, and especially your like early journey in this, is unique and really interesting in terms of like coming from a very musical family. The youngest, both your brothers are artists, your cousins are artists, your mom, your uncle. And I wonder, like, even just looking back like on your like growing up, is that something that you consciously were aware of, that like there's real music and like real culture around you, or was it just kind of like the norm?
It was a combination of both. I definitely appreciated my mother and my uncle because I got to see them like actually working in music. But like as far as like singing around the house and stuff like that, that was just second nature and it was just a natural thing. But you know, my uncle had a career before any of us, and you know, it's something to admire to still see him out and about and working and stuff like that. So you know, I definitely don't take it for granted anymore, you know what I mean? But there were years where I just wasn't even focused on music, you know, like from the time I was like 15 to like 25, I didn't give a shit. I didn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know, I'm glad that I had that nurture, you know what I mean, that nurturing, because it you know, it was a seed that was planted, and you know, once I started to water that seed, you know, everything started to flourish.
Yeah. What was the catalyst for that kind of shift of like, I'm gonna do this?
My brothers. I think my brother Davion was the first person to actually like motivate me to want to write. And he was also the first person to give me my first Pro Tools template. I always tell this story. Like he was the one I wrote my first song. Like I played it for him and he encouraged me to keep going. And you know what I mean? Just put me in the right place, you know, when I was curious. And you know, that's all you could do for somebody that's curious, you know, just give them a little nudge. And he did that for me.
Yeah. Was it called Woodworks?
Yeah, Woodworks, yep.
That was kind of like the family business?
It still is, man. We still around, you know. Daniel represents very well. If you look at all the D-Smoke's projects, they all say Woodworks on them, so.
I mean, thinking back to that time of you guys kind of working together, producing, writing, all that, kind of what do you still carry with from kind of those early times working together?
My work ethic. You know, I remember where, you know, it was six of us in a room trying to write one song. You know what I mean? You have to be patient. You have to, you know, be open to other people's ideas when you're in the studio. You know, there's so many, like, things that I do in my own personal process now that was built off of how I learned from working with six writers, working with Woodworks, you know, back in the day. So shout out to my guys, man, you know.
I know you were engineering at that time as well. How, like, having that foundation, how hands-on are you still? Like, are you still conscious of, like, how the engineering and production is going?
Man, I actually, like, I've never let go of the reins, man.
I feel like you can. Once you know, you know.
Yeah, no, and I've tried. I definitely have help, you know. But as far as, like, just recording myself and tracking and stuff like that, I track all my own vocals still to this day. You know what I mean? I'm very hands-on in the mixing process. I listen to everything before anybody gets any kind of approval. I'm yeah, and typically I have all my files on me at all times. Right now, I don't know why I left my stuff at home. I don't have my backpack on me, but I like to keep my hard drive close. You know what I mean? It's very important to me.
Yeah, I feel that. You know, I've heard you talk about being very conscious of kind of your own artist development and kind of taking control of that as well. And I wonder kind of like what, ultimately what that process was like for you to kind of like consciously be like, all right, I want to do this and be an artist and I need to develop myself.
Man, I've been through it so many times. Artist development kind of happens with every project I've learned. You know what I mean? But just starting off, I wasn't really sure how to go about it. So I was kind of learning as I go, you know, but I think every project has kind of led me to you know, be better at just knowing what I wanted and what I want people to see with the project, because that's what's more important is you have to, you know, kind of match the energy of the music. You have to match what you're saying, you know, and, you know, I always want to look the part when I'm putting a certain thing out. You know what I mean? And that's just, you know, it's where we are now. I'm the sum of all of my parts. You know, every project has made me a better version of Sir.
Yeah. I think, you know, speaking about this new project, one thing I really appreciate about it is it feels like kind of both the evolution of Sir the artist or the sound, as well as kind of like still firmly planted in the foundation that you set. And I think almost just like thinking about who is a part of this album process. And I know that you've had your family as a part of the process, but also even like collaborators like Anderson .Paak or Isaiah Rashad, people that you have collaborations with that date 9 years ago. And so kind of like how is it for you kind of like with this body of work with two standout features that are with artists that, you know, you really grew up with and like, and came up with, and now you guys are all like at another level of your career still working together?
I mean, it's a blessing, man. I mean, shout out to Anderson. He always makes things super easy. And same with Ty, you know what I mean? And Isaiah. I mean, all of my features are people that I look up to in music.
Yeah.
And this album especially, they're especially special to me because, you know, the content of what I'm talking about isn't pretty, you know? So for them to be able to get on the songs and translate my message and like fit right in the pocket of what I needed. It's just a blessing to have friends that can do that are capable of doing that, you know? And, you know, I wouldn't change my feature list for anything right now. I know it's a short list, you know, and I did that purposefully because most of the songs didn't need features. They needed to be heard how they are, you know? But the features that I do got, I'm super proud of, for sure.
It's like important, curated. There's purpose in it.
There's purpose behind all of it, yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, speaking about kind of the subject matter of the album, and you've spoken a lot before about kind of like navigating the industry, navigating fame and what it means to be in the limelight, and you talk about it on Karma, and you talked about it on record before. And I wonder kind of like, you know, going into this record, it's a record that has a lot of that openness and vulnerability on it. What is your relationship with that dynamic like now?
You know, I've learned to cope with the fact that I am who I am. It took a lot. You know, I didn't come into, you know, this career, you know, with expectations, with goals of trying to be famous or trying to make a certain amount of money. I just love to do music. And everything that's come with it, it's been a lot to digest. And there's a learning curve to it, you know. And, you know, you can only learn it by going through it a lot of times. So definitely happy with the experiences, but I've learned a lot about navigating myself and, you know, making sure I'm, you know, being gracious with myself and just, you know, taking it easy. You know, that's the real secret to all this, is like slowing down and just taking it easy and enjoying the moment, being present in the moment and not worrying about too much about what's in front of you or behind you. You know what I mean? I've gotten really good at that, you know?
Yeah. I think in the same kind of sense, you've gotten really good at being vulnerable on record. Mm-hmm. And like song, in the context of songwriting, you know, we've seen that evolution, and this is a very vulnerable album. Mm-hmm. For you, has that process of kind of being raw on record gotten easier, or was it just as hard like this time around? or harder?
It's never easy. I don't think there's ever been a time where being that honest or that vulnerable has been easy on me. So it's not like it got harder. You know, I think I got better at it or I just sharpened the tools a little better. I'm not sure what happened this time around, but I dug a little deeper. And, you know, I hit some notes that I wasn't ready to hit. And you're going to be able to tell when I go on tour and start performing these songs. But, you know, I don't think I did anything different. I just think that, you know, it was what I needed to say at the time. And it came out how it was supposed to come out. You know, the pain shows, you know. But it was what I needed to get off my chest. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the things I really appreciated listening to this is kind of exploring the sonic evolution of the songs here. One of my favorite tracks here is Six Whole Days. Mm. And I feel like that's like kind of a new sound, or exploring like a new sound where it's like a little more pop leaning, and I really loved it.
Thank you.
And I wonder if you can kind of talk through kind of how you've looked at kind of sonic exploration and evolving the sound and maybe even kind of the process of that song in general.
That song was written in a dark place, man, just like most of these songs. But I always knew that the goal was to, you know, speak my piece, say the message, but to make sure that the music had a slight juxtaposition to what I was saying. So there has to be some type of beauty to the sonics, you know what I mean? And I think we nailed it on this one, like, especially Six Whole Days. That's the perfect example of, like, the music, it'll fool you and it'll have you think you're listening to something, you know, beautiful, but you're really listening to my pain, you know? And that was the overall goal for the album, and I think we nailed it with multiple records. There are just moments that are just going to stand out because you're hearing this gorgeous flute or this beautiful thing, and then I just say some bullshit, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, and it's shaped properly. I think people are going to enjoy it for those reasons, you know.
I think that juxtaposition a lot of times is what makes, like, a song perfect.
Yeah.
Where you, like, you can be listening to the song and oblivious to maybe the subject matter and be in a whole nother world, and then your mind taps in and you're like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, thinking about, I guess, looking back, like we were just saying before we started filming, like the last, you know, 10 years really, from even from Seven Sundays or from before till now, how do you look at the kind of evolution of the story that you're telling? And do you think that that story has changed at all over the last 10 years or 5 years? Is it the same story that you're telling?
You know, every story is different. Every album is different because, I'm constantly changing as a person, as a human being. So I feel like you're getting who I am at the time. You know, this album is who I was for the last 3 years. You know what I mean? The next album is going to be who I was this year.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? But it just, it evolves and it changes. And, of course, if we're looking at one book, we're looking at chapter after chapter. But each chapter has something new. You know, so I think we're on track with, you know, who we are, you know what I mean? But that's all we can be, you know what I mean? And that's what you're going to get. You're only going to get the version of me that I want people to see, you know what I mean?
What do you think this chapter kind of represents? Like, what do you want people to take away from this chapter?
Ooh. This chapter is definitely the heaviest, you know? I feel like I just want people to take away that I was trying to be honest about where I was and where I've been. And where I'm going, you know what I mean? We definitely, there's a through line that, you know, starts in a dark place, but ends with a little light at the end of the tunnel, you know? So I just want people to see that I'm okay and know that I've been through some stuff, but we're on the other side of it, you know? And, you know, if they're going through it, then they can make it out of their struggles too, you know? Yeah, I hope somebody hears the project while they're in some shit, because that's where I was when I was writing it, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate the message. I appreciate you being here. Yeah. We will play this interview out with a song from the record.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to choose one song that you want to play out and just give us a little bit of background of kind of where the song come from.
Let's play Brighter. Let's play at the, we'll start people at the end. And Brighter is, it's probably one of the last records I wrote, if not the last song that I wrote for the project. And it's the light at the end of the tunnel. It's the message that I needed for myself. It's the message that I hope everybody else hears. And yeah, I just hope it makes your day brighter.
Yeah. Can you just give us the I'm Sir and this is Brighter on Not 97?
Yep. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Sir. And this is Brighter on Not 97.
One, two, three. Say I'm out of pocket, you think everything is wrong, like there ain't other options. We just getting started, but we barely get along, working on these problems. It's the hardest where the start is, but I know we're gonna make it through. Yes, it's the darkest where the spark is, but there's nothing more. Under tons of pressure, trying to lighten up this load, but we've been moving mountains. I just know we better turn this house into a home. Can't keep it how we found it. It's the hardest where the start is, but I know.